sometimes in life you find yourself on the right side of the line.
This looks like what Roger Moore would look like if he had his feet up in imaginary stirrups while he was laying out on a beach towel.
Brent, that just ain't right. I'm surprised they use toilet paper.
Uh-huh. That Dixie cup you're drinking from looks like a shot glass. Did your head get that much bigger? It looks like the Unabomber with a hat on.
Now a member of the Global Ag Network.
So, first question right off the bat, how long is it going to take for that 2020 mantra, that whole thing, to get played out? Like,
dude, you know, I've got 2020 vision all year this year.
Man. Till about tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Because,
no, it's got more legs than that. Look how long that freaking Cat and Kate Hudson meme went.
I think the Barbara Walters 2020...
Yeah, well, that's
tweets are going to last a little bit longer.
That's part of the mantra, though.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm Barbara Walters, and this is my year.
She's been waiting her whole life for this.
Yeah, well, good thing she's 120 because it's been that long. Well, guys, we want to welcome everybody back to the Dryland Farmer Podcast. We are off of our Christmas, so-called Christmas break, and we've got Landon back in the basement. Like the literal basement, because that's where our desk and stuff and everything is. So, Landon, we've come a long ways from upstairs where you sat in like a crappy, like that crappy chair right there, right next to my other computer, and we talk, and you had this crappy little microphone right here that you never talked into.
Yeah, I'd have a handheld microphone.
Yeah, right.
I'm glad that chair made it down here.
It did. What? No, what are you talking about? I got you an office chair.
But, I mean, it's still down here.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well,
it's always a reminder.
So we've got Landon back. We've also got Casey Seymour back. Casey, how are things in the greater northwest or north?
Well, north anyway.
Yeah.
We had a blizzard again.
Nice.
Here at least having 5 or 6 blizzards a year, it seems like. So.
Is it 2020 there yet?
just got there today. So
I knew it.
Yeah. It's just now. It's been 2020 and everywhere for a while now. Yeah. So see, Landon's going to be the one that's going to play that whole mantra out. We might finish it off by the end of this episode. We'll have to see. Well, we got Casey Seymour. He's host of the Dryland Farmer. He might be if I keep screwing up like this.
Yeah.
He's the host of the Moving Iron Podcast, and it's a podcast. What's the podcast about, Casey?
Basically, it's the economic drivers of the farm equipment market.
And does that pull a lot of women?
It does. You'd be amazed.
Like, what's the tail scale?
1 for sure.
I think we just invented a new mantra for the year. The tail scale. Yeah, or the talent. I don't know what rhymes with the talent. I don't know what rhymes with the talent, but... The talent and tail. So it's bowl season, Casey. I'm off the hook, man. I just can't control myself. Well, it's a great podcast that everybody needs to listen to for your latest and greatest equipment needs. He's an equipment guy out of Nebraska, and he still has yet to meet. You never did say you did meet Jerry Donner, did you?
I have not yet. Looked at that son of a bitch all over.
He's looking for your ass, I tell you what. So you keep your eyes out for old Jerry. He's kind of a disgruntled guy and one of those old grouchy co-op guys. Well, we've got a special treat for this end of the year. And there was one mathematician on the internet, and they may be right, that they were saying, well, there was no year zero, so the real end of the decade is not till the end of 2020. What do y'all say about that?
That sounds dumb.
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's kind of like, does the week start on Sunday or Monday?
Well,
that ever-changing argument there.
Do we know if there was not a year zero? Well, we know if there's a year then, but did we call it zero?
I don't
think so. I mean, they started with one.
We started, I mean, with all due respect to the mathematicians out there, didn't we start with like negative 5,000 or something? And then that whole timelines, or when I learned, what was it, when did we do number lines? Fourth grade? Third grade? There was zero on the number line.
Hmm.
And
yeah, The first 10 digits are 0 through 9, so I guess you could.
Well, that's true. So, well, now, if that's the case, yeah, it would be at the end of 2019. I don't know. I'm going to call it a new. Really, all that matters is what everybody calls it. So, I guess, you know. Well, in that drama of the whole 2019 to 2020 thing, we've got a best of. We didn't want to do a best of the year. We wanted to do a best of the decade. So, for the first time ever, we're going to bring you the Dry Stick Awards. And I don't know how I came up with that. It was kind of inspired by the Dundies of Michael Scott fame and out of The Office. So we thought we'd be roasting some bests and worsts of the decade. And so we've got that coming for you. I guess before we get to that, everybody had a good Christmas and New Year's, and everybody's recovered from it. Casey?
Yeah, I watched the ball drop in New York, then I went to bed, so I didn't quite make it to the time zone.
Yeah, that's what she said. We went to our first party of New Year's, and I don't know how long. It's been years, but because I know the last few years, I've been asleep long before Morocco celebrated New Year's. But well, maybe not that early, but plenty early, long before New York City did. So, Landon, you?
Me and my wife watched Spaceballs. And the little one, we stayed up till about 12:05. So,
did you watch Spaceballs in respect of the ball?
No, we just saw it on Hulu, so we clicked on it.
Nice,
it's a good movie.
Nice, yeah, it is it's a pretty solid parody movie. Well, we actually went to a party in the big city of Vega last night. It was I tell you what, I've dang sure my game is way off because, of course, I found out this morning that the Modelo Negras, they are good beers. But they're not beers you want to drink for an entire evening because they get a little heavy. So I started out with that, and then I went to Chilton's, and I went back for more, and they were gone. Like, they were just in a big 5-gallon jug somebody brought and mixed up. So it was pretty good stuff. But it ain't like it used to be, Casey, in the whole drinking game.
Yeah. No, I usually enjoy vodka Friday, about every Friday, and that's about that's the extent of my part.
So I'm sure have y'all been on Twitter much today?
A little bit.
I haven't.
Have y'all? Well, okay. Well, Landon, so have you already run across the? Well, it's been a year on now, and I've already broken my resolution. I hadn't worked out at all today.
Haven't seen any of those.
Oh god.
I've seen a lot of people's food, but
yeah, I really thought that played out, the whole taking pictures of your food thing.
I wish.
And Casey, when are you going to take that tree down? Over your right shoulder.
Probably not till sometime in about mid-February, typically. <so. laughs>
Is that when you get the tires back on the top of your roof too?
Yep.
You're just happy to have a tree around.
I rearranged the lights around my roof to be the now we're the party house, so we're good to go.
Nice. I tell you what, my wife put our Christmas decorations like she was hiding a dead body, because like on the 26th or 7th, she had that shit put away. She was tearing down the tree. She was putting up the wreath. Man, she was getting rid of it. And I've got clots on the outside of the house, but they'll take about 30 minutes to pull down. So. It's not like she put it up till after Thanksgiving. One of my sister-in-laws, man, she had it up like 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. That's just uncalled for.
Good grief.
Yeah, it was pretty uncalled for. But she does it every year, so it's not really a surprise. But do you have a year-round Christmas decoration people in Nebraska, Casey? Or in your hometown?
I guess it just depends on some houses. Just they leave them up all year round, and they turn into like Christmas lights, into Martin Luther King Day lights.
You wouldn't think black lights would work. No, that's
Groundhog Day lights. You don't see the shadow.
Martin Day lights. Just keep going.
Abraham Lincoln's birthday is big here. We just make it into a big top hat.
What color lights would cover pretty much everything? I guess you'd have to have red in there.
White light. I tell you what, man, blue lights are what screws with your eyes going up and down the highway. Somebody's got blue light Christmas lights. It's that wavelength, I guess. And, man, it's like those Mossimo shirts back in high school where they were all blurred out and it freaking screwed with your head.
Nice.
Or, you know, just like those 3D art prints.
You got to see the picture.
Yeah, you got to see the clown inside of the Starry Night or something. Yeah. I'm sure you had a blurry Mossimo shirt, didn't you, Casey?
No, I didn't.
That was in the heart of your teenage years.
No, I wasn't big at trendsetter. I was the about as trendy as I got was Doc Martin boots and flannel shirts. That was about it.
When were flannel shirts a thing? That was a Kansas thing, though.
That was a grunge rock thing.
Oh, that's true. That or lumberjack, and there's no trees in Kansas, so we know that's not it.
What I found about the flannel shirt to be nice was in the wintertime, it also doubled as a coat. So it was
like a redneck windbreaker, isn't it?
Right. It was all-purpose.
All-purpose. So you now you drove back from the parents today, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I drove 8.5 hours a day.
How much?
8.5 hours.
Oh, I thought you said 18. I'm like, do what?
Dream.
So you left, what, Wichita, Kansas. Where'd you hit snow at?
I didn't get to snow till about Kearney, Nebraska. And then you can see that we got about, in Scotts Bluff, I think we got right around 6 or 8 inches, and the wind blew. But I guess it's been fairly warm here, warmer than I thought, because it's been pretty much all melted away. So, I couldn't really see anywhere where the snow had really piled up, except for, Kearney looked like it was pretty bad. The drifts along the highway looked like ocean waves. So it was,
wow. This is Kearney, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they missed quite a bit of snow there.
Is that so? I guess, what, do you go up and get on I-80 for a while?
Yeah. I drive straight north from Wichita to York, Nebraska, and drive across I-80 that way.
Okay. Now, remind me again, you're in Scotts Bluff?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not a Kearney man, like that song.
I saw Cooter Graw. I know that's cross Canadian, but I saw Cooter Graw is going to have a set here, I think, in Amarillo.
Oh, really?
You listened to Cooter Graw, didn't you, Casey? They were a lot like the Great Divide.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do remember them.
Yeah.
First time I saw Alabama, they opened for them.
Oh, wow, yeah. They were a good deal. Well, cool. Well, there's your weather report. I don't know if that'll get Ricardo off the hook. But we've got our first ever award show. So we're going to get to that in our next segment. I didn't see what the sponsors were. I'm sure we're going to have a real classy one again. But we'll have a weather report, and we'll have the Dry Stick Awards, first ever. Somebody said you can't call the first event of something an annual event because you've never done it before to make it annual. So you have to say ever. So this is the first ever. We're going to get to that and all that folderol right after this on the Dryline Farmer Podcast.
From the company that brought you the QWERTY Chronicles, we bring you the Dryline Stick Awards, brought to you by the Dryline Farmer Podcast. And where did the Dryline Farmer Podcast get the title for the first ever Dry Stick Awards? You guessed it, Bad Award Show Naming Corporation. That's us. We're the only ones that can bring you totally uninspired award show titles within 5 minutes of the first thought. Only us. We brought you the Chair of the Week. Or how about Trampoline Tuesdays? Those are names nobody, and we mean nobody, could ever think of if they had 2 weeks and a long weekend afterwards. Nope, we are the only ones who could bring that to anybody's attention. The Dry Stick Awards. Why the Dry Stick Awards? Because we're not clever, we're not witty, we're not even funny. We just bring you something that we completely bring off the top of our head and put it into a digital platform, a digital media. No, YouTube won't even let this on here. It's so bad. The Dry Stick Awards, the first ever Dry Stick Awards, brought to you by Bad Award Show Titling Company. We don't even know if that's what we said in the first part of this bit, but we're going to go with it anyway. The Dry Stick Awards. We hope you enjoy this production brought to you by the Dryline Farmer Podcast. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go all like Radar Ricardo on you and everything.
Hey, Macho, man, this is my spot.
Oh, sorry. We just let him out of the closet.
Hey, this is Radar Ricardo de la Serio coming to you live from the first ever Dry Stick Awards, Mato. I don't know what kind of innuendo you're going after, Mato, but I know it's like all dirty or whatever. You don't get like your mom. Ah, Mato, ah. We're just kind of chilling here backstage and waiting for this whole, I think you're going to have like a part two or whatever. So we're like in the second act of the show, and that's like before everybody turns it off. So we hope we get some views on this. But though, as far as weather, you don't have to worry about much. It's actually kind of raining nothing right now, so maybe it'll, maybe cut back some of the water usage this year, and you can kind of like keep back and relax a little, because I know it's been hard on you for like the last few years in a row. And, so it's like, 40s outside, kind of windy. I know Bato was windy barely yesterday, but now it's kind of calmed down, and it's just kind of really wet and kind of dreary. Kind of, you've had some dreary forecasts over the last few days. I guess it is winter, though, so, you take what you get, and you get what you take, and all this and that. Hey, Bato, this week's sponsor is brought to you by, what is it? The bad award show naming company, Bato, because let's be honest, the best you can come up with is dry stick, Bato. I mean, come on, that's like, why don't you just call it the Geeky with the Wawa Bunch or whatever, Bato? Because, come on, cabrón, you can't do any better than that in a pinch, like, pinch hello. Well, Bato, hey, I gotta get back to the craft table. They got eclairs, they got twice baked potatoes and refried beans, all that kind of good stuff. So, hey, Diego, send me a spot. Okay, that's all from here. We hope you have a great rest of the award show, and we hope your next catch really works, because the last two, man, Bato, they're so flat. Flatter than, and flatter than Diego's sister, Bato, laying down. It's all like going east and west. This is Terry Norrena, Ricardo, and then Anselio. Back to you.
Okay, thanks for those weather reports there. I guess it was just one weather report, but nonetheless, I'm not going to stop and re-record this. Well, guys, we've got it. We've got the first ever Dry Stick Awards, and you're just going to have to make your own imagination on what we think dry stick means, or at least what I think it means. I know what I think it means. So with all that, we've got the Dry Stick Awards, the first ever one on the Dryland Farmer Podcast. All right, I feel like I need like a tuxedo and like two or three chicks on the side. Well, this is the first ever Dry Stick Awards. We've got the best and the worst of the decade of the 2010s. And we're just going to go ahead and hop right into it. I made some categories here, and I've got some nominees. And I was going to let Casey and Landon maybe give their 2 cents before we vote on them and pick our winners. So without further delay, we're going to get into it. So the dumbest year of the decade. Now, this is I had to go ahead and insert one that wasn't in this decade just for the simple, importance of it. So the nominees are from the year 2011, year 2012, and the year the non-participant. This was like a sponsor exemption.
The wild card.
The wild card. This
Joker.
this was out of the 2000s, and this comes out of 2007. So, guys, Landon, I'll let you do 2011. Now, Casey might not have had it because he was in a different part of the country, but down here in 2011, we had the worst. Well, Landon, why don't you go ahead?
It was very dry. I mean, it
hence the Dry Stick Award.
Yeah.
So, really, this one ought to win without any debate.
But on the other hand, the Mavs did win the championship that year. So,
and yet nobody still cares.
Somebody cares. No, it was a rough year. I mean, the sprinklers ran nonstop. I had more water back then.
Word.
Which was nice, but yeah, it never rained. 2012 was dry also, but every time it did rain, it seemed like I caught it. So I'm going with 2011.
What about 2007, Landon? The wild card.
I'm gonna stick with the rules and stay in the decade.
Oh hell! All right, Casey. Now, what was 2011 like up in Nebraska? Y'all didn't have the drought we did you?
In 2011, see, I was up here. Yeah, 2011. We were really, actually, that was a very wet year, abnormally wet year for us.
That sucks. 2012 was the drought for the Midwest. Of course, y'all aren't Midwest, but.
Yeah, we had more rain that year, I think, in the Panhandle, Nebraska than Iowa and Illinois had.
Oh, good God.
So. Because we get over 15 inches a year. I think we had like a banner year. We had like 18 or 20 or something like that year.
Good God. So, okay. So, obviously, Casey's not voting for 2011. So, 2011 has got a vote from Landon. And, okay.
Maybe,
so
is there a year that Casey would want to write in, or does he have to pick between these three?
If you got a write-in vote, go ahead. This is like a co-op meeting.
2010 might be my year that I would say was the dumbest year.
What year?
2010?
And that was because the first year I moved to Nebraska, we had a couple blizzards, and then that winter or that summer, we had it was 11 days out of 14 with golf ball size hail or bigger.
Awesome.
So, I was kind of wondering where I moved to. I thought I moved to the place that got it for Boaten, I guess. I don't know. It was weird.
Look at Casey with the big brains on Casey.
Man, we did pretty good. We got through our worst years pretty early in the decade.
So, yeah.
It's been smooth sailing for the last 9 years. 13 for Brent.
Yeah. I tell you what, man. We want to go back to farming stories and how I got started. 2003 sucked. 2004 was the worst ever, and that's when we had 40 inches of rain. That's because we had a bunch of cotton, and it was all crap, and we didn't get done stripping till Martin Luther King Day, literally. So it was a terrible year. But Casey, you're writing in 2010, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Well, so 2011, I was landing there on the weather. It was god-awful. It was depressing. It was relentless and everything. 2012, we were north of town. We didn't catch any of the rains. It just sucked a little less than 2011. And then I put in the wild card 2007 because that's when Obama got elected and that's when it all went to shit. So I guess I'm going to have to, since 2007 got in just on a sponsor exemption, I'm going to have to go back on 2011. It's pretty much the stupidest, dumbest, most idiotic year we've ever been through. So two votes for 2011, and the write-in gets a runner-up of 2010. Actually, you know what? This would be really classy if I added in the acceptance speeches, but we'll go ahead and do this.
Maybe you should make like a stick breaking sound or something.
Oh, the music's already playing. You can't do a thank you speech. Sorry about that. Okay, so moving on, we've got number two. This is a little less ag involved, and well, I don't guess any of it is. So, Casey, we've got number two, the person that was in the news that shouldn't have been in the news, and I've only got two now. If anybody's got a write-in, please. It seems like maybe y'all had a write-in before we started recording, but right now it's got O.J. Simpson, and now what was Greta's name? Greta Van Susteren.
Greta Humbug or something.
Greta Humbug. Let's see, what is it? Greta Thunberg.
See, that was close.
Greta Thunberg. Dick. So, speaking of Humbug, did anybody watch the new FX Christmas Carol? They made a remake of, it's a remake.
What?
FX, the channel FX, made a Christmas Carol movie. And it was like dark as hell. It was pretty damn cool. But anyway, it was it just reminded me of it. I recommend watching it if they're still showing it. So yes, we've got Greta Thunberg. I think it's Thunberg maybe. So I'll write in that. O.J. Simpson. We all know O.J. Simpson. Greta Thunberg. Everybody knows her now. Unfortunately, do we have any write-ins? We need a third candidate here.
Chelsea.
I'm gonna throw in the Kardashians into that mix.
Yeah,
they're famous for being famous. It's done. You know what I mean?
So Kim K. Now, and
yeah, Brent was watching that sex tape when I showed up here tonight.
No, it's not either.
The whole family.
The whole. Oh yeah, yeah. Now it's ironic that you bring that up because we were watching. We were looking at videos for that's going to be another. Category. And we pulled up TMZ, and they had their best ranked videos of the decade. And the Kim Kardashian sex tape was among those. So, no, I wasn't watching it. I was watching a report about it. And we've got O.J. Simpson, Greta Thunberg. I think it's Thunberg. It's not Thunberg. Anyway, and then Kim Kardashian. So who wants to take over on Casey? You've got Landon took over the first one. What's your take on O.J.?
O.J., man, I'll tell you what, that's
– do we need to recap what O.J. has accomplished? And you can't count – he was in what, Lethal Weapon? No.
Yeah.
The loaded
naked
Weapon.
Naked Gun.
Naked Gun, yeah.
As an actor, how was O.J., Casey?
He kind of played the buffoon in that movie.
Yeah,
I mean, his ability.
Like, I heard that he was supposed to be the first Terminator.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he was okay, I guess, for what he's trying to do. No one really expected much out of him, I don't think. So
he had a good afro in that movie.
Now, Casey, with that exact wording, and we can go back and replay it, would you say the exact thing about his murdering capability? You know, we didn't really expect a whole lot. I mean, he did the job, but do we need to replay it?
No, man, I think he really got after. I think he accomplished what he was up to. Yeah. Pretty effective player.
Yeah, yeah, he killed. Oh, I mean.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I don't think we have to say allegedly anymore because he lost the civil suit.
He wasn't very good at theft.
He also wrote that book. What was that book you wrote?
If
I Did It. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that was obviously in the 90s. And now, when did he do the stealing thing? Was that before the 2010s or was that in the 2000s?
That was in the 2000s, I'm pretty sure.
I think you're right. When he went to the Las Vegas hotel room and...
I'd say that was 08 or 09 if I would guess, but I don't know.
Okay. So he's got quite an extensive resume.
He did have like a reality TV show for a minute or a pilot or something called Juiced.
Oh, did he? Okay.
It was like similar to Punk, but it was he'd go around and he'd do stuff and he'd be like, "You just got juiced."
So somebody died or what?
Somebody gets a knife in the neck and
yeah,
I don't know. They do some like practical joke thing and he'd run up to him like, "You just got juiced." I'm like, what?
Oh God.
He comes driving up in a Bronco.
No, that would be the escape vehicle, and yeah. He's not driving up in the Bronco. So September 13th, 2007 is when he September 13th, 2007 is when he committed that theft. So that was a but
07 was the year OJ went to jail. That's a good year.
September 13th, 2007, a month later Obama gets elected president. No, 2 months later Obama gets elected president. So he was guilty on all 12 counts. So OJ Simpson, he's got a Twitter account with I don't know how many followers. And during the football season, he does a self video of his bets of the week. And I mean, it's just he's wearing a polo, like a button down polo shirt. Of course, he's got the top button, you know, undone, and he's in a sports bar. And he's talking to the camera like he is freaking Dick Clark in 1987. This dude is so whimsical and so it's just awful.
Hey Brent, how many people do you think in the world honestly think that he's innocent of that murder?
Oh, I'm sure it's in the millions, isn't it?
No, percentage.
Like. Oh, percentage of the entire world, like including China?
Well, the people that are aware of it.
That think he's innocent. I would say 35%.
Yeah.
What would you say?
Man, I don't think there's anybody in the United States that thinks he's innocent.
No, I don't either. I mean, I don't know. I'd probably put it around 14%.
Y'all don't know. Okay, so O.J. Simpson has got a extensive resume. Greta Thunberg has just come on the scene, and her resume is much like there's not one.
I think she recently got a driver's license.
she recently got her permit. That's good. Yeah. So Greta Thunberg, and of course,
she drives a smart car.
In her defense, she is a kid. But, you know, and her parents probably put her up to everything, most of it, and probably her.
Because all the more reason she shouldn't be in the news.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. This is going to be close because everybody's got a good reason why they shouldn't be in the news. So her parents and probably her sophomore civics teacher probably pushed her into this, and maybe her nanny that she had when she was between the ages of 2 and 13. So, she gave a speech to the United Nations. 99.9% of people in the globe will never have that opportunity. And she goes to castigating and criticizing all the adults of the world. Casey, what's your thoughts on that?
The fact that they have some teenager, barely a teenager, trying to tell the world how they should be ashamed of themselves.
How dare you?
You're talking about she should be in school. She's goddamn right she should be in school.
Damn.
I think you just won a drastic award for that.
Yeah,
I was so pissed off when I was watching that stupid thing. Smiling those punk kids trying to run her mouth about stuff. Just stop. You have no zero bearing on life to even have that conversation, and you flew over. Well, I guess didn't she come over in some kind of like rowboat or something? Like some boat.
She came over. Was landing. Casey, I'm trying to play, but they got some stupid freaking intro. She came in some like.
How dare you?
I got.
How dare you?
They got a guy snoring in the video.
You've stolen my future. You've stolen everything.
I mean, it sounds like a shot of penicillin would fix all of that. So, yeah, she came over in a quote-unquote carbon-neutral boat, and then she flew, but then she had to fly people back to row it back to England or wherever she's from, Deutschland or Denmark or whatever. So that's Germany.
There's someone, they go out and do this on this carbon-neutral whatever, but there's an entire brigade of people around them in fossil fuel burning, whatever, you know, and they're flying private jets around. It just wears me out.
Deutschland? More like Deutschland. Yeah. Okay, so we've got OJ, we've got Greta. Okay, and now we've got the new late candidate, Kim Kardashian. Now, Kim Kardashian, she has a big, she's got a big ass, and I'm sure she's got a healthy set of cans. I mean, is that a good enough reason to be in the news? I mean, she, in her defense, now she has met with
Trump. Right. A lot of people that fit in that category.
Well, yeah, I mean, go to Walmart. But so she went to went to Trump. She was, this chick's been in the Oval Office. She's also had intercourse on the internet. Well, not on the internet. It was posted on the internet. I don't know if there's anywhere I'm like, where are you going? I'm going to the internet.
She had a sex tape, Brent.
So yeah, that's what we're getting at. And she married Kanye. So that's a lot of notable stuff. It takes some guts to do all of that stuff. And the sex tape wasn't even with Kanye, was it? It was with that first guy, wasn't it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, somebody, another rapper of some sort. Yeah. I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
Didn't she marry a basketball player for like 12 minutes?
Yeah, the tall guy. They're all tall guys. Blake, wasn't Blake Griffin, was it? No.
It was Humphrey.
No.
Something
Humphrey. It was a white guy. It was a white guy. Yeah.
Barely. He was on the New York Knicks for like 13 seconds.
Yeah. Chris Humphrey, though.
Chris Humphrey, that's it.
He played
with
the Mavs for a little bit, too.
That's it.
Yeah. So, I'm thinking Kim, she's a late ride-in, but she's already got a few somewhat credible qualities. I mean, she's been in the Oval Office. She went and talked to Trump, and they got something done. I don't know. They got this.
I'm gonna vote on the girl that should be in school.
Okay. Okay, so I get discussion's over. Casey, any more discussion?
No, I'm good.
Okay, okay, I'm going to do a straw poll. Not a straw poll. This is the final poll. So, anybody for OJ? Okay. Anybody for Greta?
Yeah.
One for Greta. Me. Two for Greta. And I'm going with Greta. So, Greta is a unanimous winner for the person that was in the news that shouldn't have been in the news. Congratulations.
You're cool.
Okay, hang on. I got to get it in here. Greta, would you like to say anything? Here's your walk-up music. Okay, Greta, is there anything you'd like to say?
How dare you?
Okay, great, wonderful. Now, Greta, thanks for coming on, and you can leave stage right. Okay, so now we've got number one and two. This is obviously going to be a two-parter. So I've only got one lone candidate in this deal. This is kind of like a co-op board of directors deal. You always go unopposed. But number three, douchebag of the decade. Now, my lone nominee here is Anthony Weiner. Does anybody have a write-in candidate for douchebag of the decade? Or is Anthony Weiner just a complete and solid lock?
I'm good with that.
I think I'm good with that one, too.
Okay, so, let's see. Anthony, would you like to come in and say anything? Let me get your walk-up music just a second. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead. He's walking up. He's got it in his hand. And anything?
How dare you?
No, Greta, go back. Okay, so that's all we got there. So now we're moving on to number four. Now, the best name of the year, and this also has a lone contestant, Anthony Weiner. Casey, do you have anybody else that you would like to add in?
No, I think Dick Pick. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Anthony Weiner and a dick pic. That's pretty good. I feel like that's a winner. Hey, yeah, my vote.
Because his name's Weiner.
Yeah. I mean, this guy got elected to Congress in the state of New York. That's hard to do. No pun intended.
Would that be a dry stick?
Casey, so be honest. When you were a little kid and you went to the bathroom, did anybody ever write Casey Seymour Butts for a Good Time?
No, I got plenty of Seymour Butts.
Yeah.
Growing up, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, Seymour, I mean, when you have a possible verb in your last name, no land.
It's the same letters as Landon.
No Land. That's right. It's almost like, what's the...
name's ironic, because No Land and I farm some.
Yeah, I know. What's the word that's spelled the same backwards and forwards? Palindrome? That could almost be a palindrome, Landon, isn't it? I think that's what it is. Yeah, I'm smart. Okay, so moving on from... Wiener has got two... he's already got two things in his hands. He's got two awards in his hands, which is more than he can usually say for himself. So this one is going to take a little more debate. So we're at Asshole of the Decade. And the contestants are Bin Laden, Jerry Jones, R. Kelly. He was actually a late write-in when Landon and Casey got here. And then our last contestant is Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. So, Landon, I'm going to let you take Bin Laden. Now, he's got a pretty extensive resume as well. He got killed in... Did he get killed in 2010, was it? I think it was in 2010.
This could have a big effect on the vote here.
I'm pretty certain. I remember that. I remember it. I remember the night.
Is that why you're looking it up?
Yes. Shut the F up. 2011. So we might have to change the... No, that still doesn't negate 2011.
That's still pretty dry. Because
that was a good thing that happened. So, okay. So, Landon, he was killed. I remember I was sitting at my computer that night. And they came on the news and said, okay, we got a big story, going to be a breaking big news story. And this is like at 6 o'clock at night, maybe 7. And they wouldn't say what it was. And then me and my wife, Joanna, started debating. I'm like, I bet they got Bin Laden. So anyway, Landon, Bin Laden.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for him. I don't.
You don't even want to discuss the other ones?
R. Kelly? R. Kelly's fighting for his life, Brent. Have you not seen that interview?
Well, Bin Laden's not either. Not anymore.
No, he's done.
He's hot.
What do you think about Epstein, Brent? You think he...
Well, I think he didn't kill himself, first of all.
I don't know.
Jeffrey Epstein was a pretty bad dude. A-hole of the year. He's big. I don't know. These guys... Jerry Jones, I mean... he's an asshole. Would we say that?
Jerry Jones is just rinse and repeat. I mean...
Well, that's true. Well, that's what you do with your asshole. Casey?
What?
your take.
I think, although Bin Laden was an asshole, he did most of his damage in the previous decade. So I kind of think,
You're getting away. You're getting him off. No pun intended on a technicality.
Yeah, he got whacked late and early in this decade. So that was he didn't really have a time to be much of an asshole in this decade.
I don't know. I'm still going Bin Laden because after 9/11. The place I worked in Lubbock, for the rest of the time I was there, my nickname was Osama Bin Landed. And it sucked.
Oh, God. Remember, this isn't the worst person. There's a difference between the worst person and an asshole. You know what I mean? That's why I put Jerry Jones in there. But, all right, so are you still going to stick with it, Bin Laden, Landon?
Yeah, I'm going with
Bin Landon.
Shut it.
You're going to be sorry you messed it. Okay, so Landon's got one from Bin Laden. We've got Jerry Jones. He just makes me angry because obvious reasons. R. Kelly, well, he's in the worst person award of year. So, I mean, he may be getting out on a technicality, I think. R. Kelly, so I don't know if he's getting any votes. And then Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Casey, what was your vote?
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. Okay, so we got one for R. Kelly. We've got one for Bin Laden, so I'm either going to break the tie or make another tie.
Or we're going to have a three-way.
The hell we are. Okay. Epstein, he molested how many girls? Again, I guess these are all, I guess assholes and bad people are the same thing.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up between, for me and Jeffrey Epstein, I think.
Yeah, Epstein's pretty bad.
They're both.
R. Kelly's pretty bad. That documentary damn near make you throw up.
But yeah, Jerry Jones hadn't won a Super Bowl. He's kept us out of the Super Bowl for 25 years.
But he's also won three.
That was in the 90s.
I know, but you still got him.
He didn't win the Super Bowl in the 2000s, and he didn't win the Super Bowl in the 2010s.
Right, but there's other teams that have never won.
I don't care. If they jumped off and drafted Johnny Manziel, would you too?
You don't think Cardinals fans would take three championships 25 years ago?
No, that's probably true. Well, I know the Bills would. They take one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I guess it would be kind of callous if I chose somebody who was just a bad owner over somebody that was either a molester or a math killer. So I'm going to have to go with Jeffrey Epstein. So we've got a tie. We might have to – I tell you what, this is going to be the end of this first part. So I'm going to let everybody re-debate and rethink. And we'll get back with part two on the next episode.
So, Asshole of the Decade, we're going to have a rebuttal.
Casey is scratching his head like hell right now. Oh, my God. Well, so, this is going to be a great place to end on the two-parter. We're going to come back next week with your second part of the Dry Stick Awards. I'm going to bring up the walkout music. And we're going to have a great and wonderful two-parter. Here we go. Are we going to bring it up? Here we go. It's a slow workup. I may have to do this in post-production. We hope everybody's enjoyed this first part. We'll be right back next week with part two of the Dry Stick Awards. The Dryline Farmer Podcast brought to you by a really bad commercial for a really bad company. That's really all you need to know. The Dryline Farmer Podcast, all rights reserved, 2020, and a member of the Global Ag Network.